Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the night journey and heavenly ascension of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Most High, who raised his Prophet to the highest heavens. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone without any partners. Glorified be he. And I bear witness that our master, our prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the servant of Allah and his messenger, whom he chose and singled out of all of mankind. O Allah, send your peace, blessings and mercy upon him, upon his family, his companions, and those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to the taqwa of Allah, for it is a guiding lamp, a source of purification for the souls, an invitation to virtues and a salvation. And it is a light that illuminates the path we have to traverse. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah wa aminu bi rasulihi yu'tikum kiflayn min rahmatih. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah and believe in His Messenger. He will then give you a double portion of His mercy and make for you a light by which you will walk and He will forgive you. O lovers of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. In a night from the nights of prophethood, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his house in the sacred city of Mecca. Suddenly a light emerged from the midst of darkness, and this was the trustworthy angel Jibreel alayhi salam, who came to take the most noble of creation, our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the sacred mosque in Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa, the furthest mosque in Jerusalem. And about this Isra, this night journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he took him from min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa, from the sacred mosque in Mecca to the Al-Aqsa mosque in Jerusalem. And it was from that blessed place in Jerusalem that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then went on the vertical dimension of his journey, the Mi'raj, the ascension to the highest heavens whereby he met his Lord. This, brothers and sisters, was from the greatest of miracles that occurred. And this is something that we in our humanity, with our human minds, cannot fully comprehend or fully grasp the reality of. Yet the hearts of the believers have faith in the power of the one who planned this journey, our Lord, and the truthfulness of the one who undertook it, our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Brothers and sisters, this, as Allah says, your companion has not astrayed, nor has he erred, nor does he speak from his own inclinations. It is not but a revelation revealed. And so the miracle of the ascension, or the heavenly ascension, whereby the Prophet ﷺ went into the heavens, whereby at each stage he was welcomed by angels and prophets, and each of them welcoming him by saying, مَرْحَمًا بِهِ وَلَنِعْمَ الْمَجِيءُ جَاءُ. They said, welcome to him, and what a blessed arrival. And so we should reflect on this beautiful companionship and the meetings that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in this heavenly ascent. Who did he meet? He met his brothers from the prophets. In the heavens, he first encountered Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of humanity. And he approached him, greeted him, and Adam responded by saying, Marhaban wa ahlan bibni. He said, welcome, my son. Ni'mal ibnu anta, what an excellent son you are. Then Jibreel alayhi salam ascended with him through the heavens, and he met the other prophets. He met Yusuf, he met Isa, he met Yahya, he met Idris, he met Harun, Musa alayhi alayhim as-salatu was-salam, upon all of them may the peace and blessings of Allah be. And after meeting them, all of them would send their peace and blessings upon him, saying, marhaban bin nabi as-salih, welcome to the righteous prophet, wal akh as-salih, and righteous brother. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a special meeting with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was in the seventh heaven, when he was found to resemble the other prophets in his appearance, but most especially resembling our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was leaning his back against the Bayt al-Ma'mur, which is considered to be the celestial Kaaba. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam greeted him, and the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam returned the salutations and honored him. And then the Prophet Ibrahim said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, أقرع أمتك مني السلام. O Muhammad, convey my greetings to your nation. Then he said, and inform them that paradise has pure soil, sweet water, and that it is spacious and vast. But then he said, وَإِنَّ وَأَنَّ غِرَاسَهَا, but its seedlings are Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Its seedlings are Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, and Allahu akbar. And so afterwards our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ascended until he reached a place never reached or touched by anyone before him or after him. And this was known as Sidrat al-Muntaha. And this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عند سدرة المنتهى, at the lote tree of the most utmost boundary. عندها جنة المأوى, near it is the garden of refuge. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in this place called Jannatul Ma'wa, the garden of refuge. And this is a point, or is considered to be, where all human capacity for knowledge and all knowledge comes to an end. Its beauty cannot be grasped by the human mind. And at that maqam, which was the maqam at the station of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he reached this place, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى, that at that place, that he was at the distance of two bow lengths or nearer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his servant what he revealed. And when we think about what was revealed, at this point it was said that at this great station, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the prayer, which is the link between us and our Lord. And initially the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was obligated alongside us as his ummah, his nation, to pray 50 prayers in the day and the night. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَرَجَعْتُ حَتَّى أُمِّرَ بِمُوسَى, he said, I returned until I passed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَقَالَ مُوسَى مَا الَّذِي فَرَضَ رَبُّكَ عَلَى أُمَّتِكَ, he said, what did your Lord enjoin upon your ummah? قُلْتُ فَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ خَمْسِينَ صَلَاتَ, he said, but he obligated upon them 50 prayers. قَالَ فَرَاجِعْ رَبَّكَ فَإِنَّ أُمَّتَكَ لَا تُتِيكُ ذَلِكَ, he said, return back to your Lord, because your community will not be able to bear this. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he kept going back and forth, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lighten the burden, until it reached a point where this burden was lightened to 5 prayers. And as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the voice came that these 5 prayers are, هِيَ خَمْسٌ وَهِيَ خَمْسُونَ لَا تُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيْهِ, so they are 50 and they will not be changed, even though they are in reality, they are 5, but they are like 50, and my decree will not be changed. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed for us always these 5 prayers, but in their performance they will be like we performed 50 prayers. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed his favor upon his servants, and he reduced his obligations for them. And and this is why we have this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he says, إِنِّي قَدْ أَمْضَيْتُ فَرِيضَتِي وَخَفَفْتُ عَنْ عِبَادِي وَأَجْزِي الْحَسَنَةَ عَشْرًا. He said, I've completed my favor upon my servants and reduced the obligations for them, and I will reward a good deed of 10 times the like of it. So if we think about this with salah, our 5 prayers are giving the reward of up to 50 prayers. And in this beautiful journey, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to see the greatest of the signs of his Lord. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrates, he says, أُدْخِلْتُ الْجَنَّةَ فَإِذَا فِيهَا حَبَايَلُ اللُّؤْلُؤْ وَإِذَا تُرَابُهَا الْمِسْكِ. He said, I entered paradise and I saw pearls like raindrops, and its soil was made of musk. And then in it he passed by a river, حَافَاتُهُ قِبَابُ الدُّرِّ الْمُجَوَّفِ. He said, its banks were like domes of hollowed pearls, and on it was a palace of pearls and coral, and its soil was as if a soil of misk. And the Prophet ﷺ asked Jibreel, he said, what is this? He said, مَا هَذَا يَا جِبْرِيلُ? And Jibreel responded by saying, قَالَ هَذَا كَوْثُرُ الَّذِي This is kawthar, which your Lord has kept for you. خَبَعَ لَكَ رَبُّكَ. Your Lord has kept for you. So, O servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should strive for this reality, strive for the reality of Jannah, strive for the reality to be in the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown hellfire and the horrifying scenes therein. He saw people scratching their faces and chests, and he said, "Who are these, Ya Jibril?" And he said, "هؤلاء الذين يأكلون لحوم الناس ويقعون في أعراضهم." They are the people who consume the flesh of others and trampled upon their honor. And so we have to recognize that this is not attained. This Jannah is not attained except through abstaining from the things that lead us to hellfire. And this honor that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given from this journey was then given to him in the form of these great gifts, of which we've already mentioned the salawatul khams, the 5 daily prayers. But from them is also the khawatim surat al-Baqarah, the last concluding verses of surat al-Baqarah. And also he was told, وَغُفِرَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ شَيْئًا, that whosoever does not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall be forgiven. And so, brothers and sisters, when we think about this immense journey, this is a point of reflection for us to make our journeying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take in the, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرًا, to take in the narrations, the ibra, the means of understanding whereby we can make our own journeying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He, through this gift of the prayer, that He make us also ascend in our ranks of closeness to Him, that we find some of this beautiful intimacy and love that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also for his ummah, for his nation. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.